1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. There's a reported late push to settle the defamation case brought by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News. That's from the Wall Street Journal, also owned by Fox News head Rupert Murdoch. Jury selection was due to start this morning. It's been delayed by the judge. The Pentagon document leak suspect is due in court again this week. ABC's Martha Raddatz says.
Airman Jack Teixeira, arrested at his Massachusetts home on Thursday, worked as a computer technician with the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He made his first court appearance on Friday, accused of violating parts of the Espionage Act. Teixeira had high-level top-secret clearance, which the Pentagon has said was needed to do his job. But lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are demanding more answers.
Four people are dead, more than two dozen hurt in a mass shooting at a Sweet 16 party in Dadeville, Alabama. There's no report of a suspect in custody. Police say there is no risk to the public. This is ABC News. Wedding dress giant David's Bridal is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company says it expects stores will stay open. It will continue fulfilling orders. A Texas train derailment is under investigation. Here's ABC's Ike Jachi.
A Union Pacific freight train collided with an unoccupied train around 7 p.m. Sunday in Chico, Texas. The collision caused three locomotives and about 15 grain cars to derail. The train company says no hazardous materials were on board at the time of the derailment, but two rail workers were injured and taken to a hospital. Union Pacific is currently investigating the cause of the crash. The U.S. averages about three train derailments per day, according to federal data, but relatively few create disasters. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
And a woman in Spain is seeing the sun and sky for the first time in a year and a half. Beatrice Flamini has now emerged from a cave after 500 days underground. She was there to help study the effects of social isolation. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Life in prison without parole for Mark Jensen of Pleasant Prairie. The 63-year-old was convicted for the second time of killing his wife Julie by poisoning her with antifreeze and suffocation in 1998. Jensen's attorneys maintain that Julie Jensen was depressed and killed herself in order to frame her husband. Jensen was first convicted in 2008, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled in 2021 that he deserved a new trial. Wisconsin voters only approving about half of statewide school referendums on the April ballot. In last year's spring and fall elections, voters okayed 80%. This spring's election saw the lowest passage rate for school district referendums in over a decade. This year's total dollar amount is $650 million compared to just over $1.7 billion that was approved in 2020. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to welcome Courage for America. Courage for America is a campaign advised by a Council of Proud Americans speaking out against an extreme MAGA agenda that puts money and power over the rights and freedoms of the American people. The campaign is amplifying the voices of Americans in communities across the country, veterans, educators, faith leaders, and more, to demand the People's House work for the people. The Back Off Our Benefits cross-country bus tour has visited 13 districts across the country to call on Speaker McCarthy and other House Republicans to promise to protect America's hard-earned benefits. The tour just concluded, or it will conclude today, April 17th in Washington, D.C., to mark Kevin McCarthy's 100th day as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, all the U.S. at the U.S. Capitol. Courage for America will hold a press conference and deliver a petition to Speaker McCarthy demanding he make the promises and stop playing political games and default crises. And so they were just here this past weekend, actually. They were in La Crosse and as part of a nationwide Back Off Our Benefits tour. Bus tour, Courage for America. And I want to introduce Mr. Moises Montalvo. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you very much. Did I butcher your name a lot?
No, you actually got it just right.
All right. All right. Well, let me ask you, let's talk a little bit about what this Courage for America is and what it really, you know, I just read, you know, what it stands for, but you can give us a little better insight on why this is so important.
Yeah. So I'm a U.S. Army veteran. I'm just a regular American. I joined this tour to come out and talk about other vets and other people who are dealing with the possibility of their benefits either being greatly reduced or being cut altogether. So for me, it's been really important to come out here and lift up the voices of other vets. You know, too often we're a political tool, and, you know, a lot of us are kind of tired of being used.
Well, it's kind of unimaginable to think that, you know, anybody, especially, you know, the MAGA folk, the MAGA crowd, would possibly be thinking about cutting veterans' benefits. Nobody talks about thank you for the service more than the MAGA Republicans. So is there a possibility? I mean, is that on the table? Some of us haven't heard about it, that they're, McCarthy and others are thinking about cutting benefits to the veterans?
Yes, there have been, just broadly, there have been discussions about capping benefits if you make a certain amount. There have been, you know, other things in the pipeline to either reduce the amount of benefits or to privatize the benefits. And I think a lot of it just boils down to that, you know, a lot of veterans depend on these other programs as well. It's not just VA benefits. You know, in the time period between when I applied for my VA benefits and I was approved, I used Medicaid. You know, I fed my kids with SNAP. my parents use Medicare. So, like, I'm affected by all these programs every day. So it's not a one and, you know, if this or that, it's all of them.
You know, man, it's just the fact that the American people don't know. And especially people on the right, when they're talking about cutting SNAP benefits, which is another thing they're talking about. You know, I mean, McCarthy and the Republicans are saying, you know, this debt ceiling, we're not going to raise it unless you cut SNAP benefits, unless you cut Social Security and Medicare, unless you cut military benefits. I mean, I wonder if the people really know that, if they really understand that.
I'll tell you that most people we talk to are surprised to hear it.
So as you've moved across the country and have these dialogues and conversations with people and they hear this, what is their response?
Man, we've run into folks on anywhere from like elevators in the airport. I had a guy in the line in security as we were going through Chicago, recognize the logo on my shirt and say, hey, thank you for fighting for our benefits. I mean, we've had overwhelmingly positive with folks of both sides of the aisle, conservatives and liberals. You know, it's amazing. What unifies us is that we all know that maybe these representatives don't have our interests in mind when they're making these decisions. Well, but a lot of these folks just had no idea. They had no idea.
Well, you know, clearly they don't have your interests in mind, because anybody who thinks and who says thank you for your service, which is an easy thing to say, but then to turn around and try to pull the benefits from underneath the feet of the people who they're thanking for the service is pretty low down thing to be doing, and yet people aren't aware, and hence this is probably why you the tour came into existence.
Oh, absolutely, and as a veteran, I thank you for your service has become our version of thoughts and prayers. Thank you for your service is what we hear all the time. But if they want to thank us for our service, then vote for things and pass legislation that protects the benefits that serve me and my friends that fought overseas. Bottom line.
You know, man, I often say this, man. It's too easy to say thank you for your service. And then yet at the same time, there are people who fail to understand. And because, you know, it's not out there for the world to see the struggles that many veterans have to deal with. I've always said, whenever there's a veteran who's been in the theater of war, there's no way that person should ever again have to worry about a roof over their heads. How can it possibly be that we can send young men and women all over the world to fight and put their lives on the line, and then when they come back, they're eating out of garbage cans and sleeping under bridges? It is an insult.
Yep.
that we do. Yep. That, and that happens in this nation. But you know, sir, I think there are many people who still don't even believe that.
Oh, I agree with you there. And I think a lot of it just comes down to, you know, if you really want to help vets, if you really want to help us get out of these situations, then help us out. You know, we need more than lip service. We need more than just empty promises and words. And, you know, with the default crisis, you know, they want to thank us for a service, but then at the same time, they want to put all our benefits at risk every year. Every year now we have a default crisis deal that we're dealing with in the media, that we're hearing about. So it's not just about coming home from overseas and worrying about our benefits. It's worrying about our benefits every time that there's a default crisis.
You know, sir, it really is political at the root of it. And people may get angry and say, there you go again, talking about the MAGA Republicans, talking about the Republicans. You got to talk about the people who are putting your benefits on the line, right?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. And it's not even partisan. His bottom line is, if they are not going to make cuts to Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and vets benefits, then they should just sign on to our promise. Because if that's what you mean, then put it in writing. Give me something. Again, too many empty promises. All these guys made promises to us as veterans and then voted against the PACT Act. You know, I have skin cancer because of my exposure to toxins overseas. I have sarcoidosis, which is an immune disorder. All of that stuff came from being exposed to burn pits. And they voted against me being able to get my benefits.
So for me,
it's personal.
You know, man, it is absolutely unconscionable what is happening. And there's a reason why the military is having a tough time getting people to join now, because there are people who are watching what has happened to our veterans. And yet, when it comes to whether or not, well, I'm a conservative. Okay, you can say that all you want to, and we support the vets. With lip service. Lip service doesn't get it done. And that's the reason why you and others are organizing, as well you should, to send a message to people across the state who may vote the other way, who don't even know that this is taking place.
As we've gone across the country, man, we've collected over 150,000 signatures for this petition that we're delivering today. I mean, that right there, that's 150,000 Americans that are standing up to say, enough is enough. This is not right. This is not what we elected y'all to do. So, no, back off our benefits.
So hang on.
So I'm incredibly proud of it.
So hang on. So, you know, and there are Trump folk listening, and there are Republicans and conservatives listening. And I'd love for them to respond to this call. They respond to everything else. Let's see if they have the courage to do that. Got to go to a break. On the line, Mr. Moises Montalvo. And we'll be back.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online.
Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for snow, lows around 31. High temperatures reach up to 51. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mid-40s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much warmer Thursday with highs in the mid-50s and storms. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 32.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
com.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Moises Montavo. He is with Chain a Courage for America. Back off our benefits. And so what benefits we're talking about is senior benefits, veterans benefits, lunch for kids, SNAP benefits. These are all the benefits that the Republican Party under Kevin McCarthy want to see cut before they can even agree to raising the debt ceiling. They want to do this on the backs of the poorest and amongst us and the most vulnerable amongst us, Social Security and Medicare. These are cowardly people, as I said before. You know, many of them listen to this show and call in all the time, but they won't call in on an issue like this because they know this is not right. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Hey, Al, man, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, and to my brother, who is on this campaign. We have known for many years that our role as soldiers, no matter what branch of service, was to fight to the death. And when we didn't die, they didn't want us to come back because they knew that they had to take care of us. But they've done everything they can to prevent that from happening. When I was with the, I was the vice president of the Center for Veterans Issues, we did a study on the VA, and we found out that the VA was the second largest budget of the United States budget. Secondly, the fact that only one third of all of the veterans in this country actually receive services from the VA And that is not by accident. That's on purpose. They intentionally make sure that they don't have to serve the average veteran or any that were not injured in a combat situation. But the idea is when those people signed that paper and went to war to fight and put their lives on the line, it says for God and country. But when they come home, they kick them to the curb and say, oh, you did your job, now go on about your business, we're done with you. And many of us have sustained injuries on behalf of fighting for God and country and got kicked to the curb.
So Al, that thank you for your service is not sufficient.
That statement that you just made, who says it? The only people who've ever said to me, thank you for your service, were people who I served with or served before me and after me. The general public, the politicians have never came to one of us and said, thank you for your service. So, now, what can we do for you?
So, Al, hang on. Mr. Montalvo.
Yes, sir.
You want to respond?
So, Al, thank you, brother, for your service. Like, let's continue that chain, because it is true. A lot of the time, it's when we find out there's another veteran in the room, the first thing we do is go thank them for their service. It's become, between us, a very like common statement of just endearment between veterans. But I think it's missing its honesty when it comes from some folks. I think that would be the best way to put it. But I completely agree. I mean, look at what they're doing now. They're trying to say vets benefits are too expensive because there's so many of us coming back from the post 9/11 era. Well, whose fault is that? Who sent us over there in the first place? And now they don't want to pay for us after we got home. Oh, okay. I'll tell you what. Go get a contractor and get them to build your house. And then when the house is built, go back and tell them, oh, you know what? I only have about half the money. You think that's going to work out? Because that's essentially what they're doing to us.
You know, and I know you got to run, but what do you want to say to the audience, Mr. Montalvo? Before we let you go, Al, hang on. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, bottom line for me is, man, they need to stop playing games with the default crisis. They need to stop playing games with our livelihoods. I'm not a number. I'm not a block on a spreadsheet. I'm a real person, and I'm tired of being played politics with. My time of being a piece on the board ended when my enlistment ended. I think I paid my due, and I think all of us who did deserve to come home and live in peace without having to worry about that. And the House Republicans are just risking it. They're risking a major global economic crisis. And for what? For political points.
Hey man. Hey, thank you, brother. And I wish we had more time, but we'll talk again. Keep up the battle.
Yeah,
we'll be right back,
Thank
Al.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, all right. We'll come back to you, Al. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your...
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. There's a reported late push to settle the defamation case brought by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News. That's from the Wall Street Journal, also owned by Fox News head Rupert Murdoch. Jury selection was due to start this morning. It's been delayed by the judge. The Pentagon document leak suspect is due in court again this week. ABC's Martha Raddatz says
Airman Jack Teixeira, arrested at his Massachusetts home on Thursday, worked as a computer technician with the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He made his first court appearance on Friday, accused of violating parts of the Espionage Act. Teixeira had high-level top-secret clearance, which the Pentagon has said was needed to do his job. But lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are demanding more answers.
Four people are dead, more than 2,000.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
There is no risk to the public. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The wildfires in Wisconsin are out. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says crews put out the biggest of them, the Arcadia Fire, on Saturday. It burned more than 3,000 acres, closed roads, and forced people out of their homes for 3 days. No one was hurt. Now comes damage assessment. A Republican bill would stop communities in Wisconsin from using public money for local guaranteed income programs. They're different from other government subsidies since they're not restricted to things like rent or food. Right now, Madison is the only city in Wisconsin with a guaranteed income program. In sports, Giannis Antetokounmpo is day-to-day after he bruised his back in last night's playoff loss to Miami. The Brewers open a three-game series at Seattle tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by my colleague, Mr. Don Brown, whose show appears on Saturday mornings here. So it's good to see you, man. How you doing?
Great, Earl. Always great to be with you, although it's a little cold this morning, huh?
Yeah. But we're gonna warm it up in here in a few minutes.
Love it.
Let's go back to the phone lines and Al, who is a veteran and who has fought for veterans' benefits. And Al, you know, when we hear things like what Republicans are talking about right now, and I don't know why they always want to go after the most vulnerable in the society, because to say we're going to cut SNAP benefits, food stamp benefits, and we want to cut Social Security and Medicare, and we want to cut veterans' benefits, but don't touch, you know, the Pentagon budget. For heaven's sakes, we're going to increase that, even though we all know that nobody can fully track where the money goes in the Pentagon budget. But Al, why do these people, what is it about them that they can't feel the pain of people who are struggling in the society? Veterans should not, as I said before, if they've been in the theater of war, this nation should provide permanent housing for them. They should never, ever need to ever look for housing again. When we send somebody around the world, supposedly to fight for democracy, many have been wounded. I know many wounded veterans. The fact that we are now talking about cutting some of their benefits is unacceptable. And I further don't understand why people who are willing to say thank you for your benefits then won't challenge people who are trying to take those benefits away.
You ready for me to answer?
Yes.
They don't give a damn. They don't have any compassion for us. And think about this now. You said something a second ago regarding all of this money that's untrackable. How much? Now, I made a statement, and we did research on it, and the Department of Defense has the largest budget in the United States budget.
Over 52%.
And the second largest is, the Veterans Administration. Who knows what they spend the money on? The other part of that is, who works for the VA? The majority of the people at the top levels of all departments, including the medical staff at the VA, veterans? Hospitals, et cetera, they're not veterans.
Oh, they're not veterans.
Never been in the military. And they haven't been in government service. But they get most of the money. And there's no auditing of their budget to the point where you can find out where all of this money is going. The VA's budget is a slush fund for the government. That's basically the way we see it, and we researched it. The other part of that is eliminating veterans from getting service. After the Vietnam era, we had, these were all full-time veterans and soldiers. Then they went into reserves only. They only recruited reservists. There's a plateau of 180 days of active duty service for you to get
benefits
or to qualify for veterans' benefit. If you go in the reserves, you spend 60 to 90 days in basic training, et cetera. If you leave there and go into some type of and training, that lasts about 3 or 4 months. Then you either get deployed, and that means go to a job assignment somewhere, or you get released. Released means you're no longer in the service until they recall you.
Without benefits.
So you'll never get 180 days of continuous service.
Wow.
So you're not classified as a veteran. Therefore, you cannot get any veterans' benefits. And thousands of young people, men and women, were coming into the military as reservists thinking that they were going to get benefits to go to school and do whatever, and found out that after they got trained or brainwashed, et cetera, and going through all of their training, they got released. They got a discharge and found out when they went and applied for these benefits to go to school, et cetera, they were denied. See, it's just a big scheme of getting more money, more money, more money. But where's the money going?
So
it's not coming to us.
So Al, the reason why this is so critically important a discussion is because the military is saying we can't get people to join, to sign up. And it's at the same time there's saber rattling going on with us in getting involved in the Ukraine war and in possibly getting involved in China. So, you know, at some point in time, Al, all of this information is going to be, has to come out, because people aren't stupid. Young people aren't going into the military. They've watched their fathers, their uncles, their friends get the short end of the stick, Al.
And then what are they going to do, Earl? When they come up short, they're going to start a new draft. And that means they're going to force you to go in and do whatever it is. That's the way it works. But the other part of that that most people don't think about or want to talk about is the fact that in peacetime, people make babies. And those babies grow up.
Right.
And little by little, they take out a lot of resources from the government, et cetera, over those years. And I hate to put it this way, but that means we got to kill off some of them. The only way we can do that is putting them in a war, send them off somewhere, and get them killed off. But the problem was with Vietnam and with Desert Storm and all of these other skirmishes, these are not wars, by the way. The war defined, there's only been five wars in the United States history, because wars can only be declared by Congress, and the president can't declare no war. But the other part of that is, if you don't kill off more people, then you got too many people, you ain't got enough jobs, you ain't got enough resources to sustain them. So war is created to kill people.
So Al, let me ask you, a wounded veteran, Vietnam veteran, a man who came back to this country and fought for veterans' benefits, and you were one of the first people to help build a place in Milwaukee where veterans got to right over on Wisconsin Avenue and 35th Street. What was the name of that facility?
The Center for Veterans Issues.
Center for Veterans Issues. And how many veterans actually are housed there, at the apartments that you guys help?
It's an old hospital that was converted into housing. And
right.
It can hold up to 100 people at a time. But it's been modernized and revised several times through donations from Home Depot and other companies. But we can hold up to 100 there.
So
we also own other properties where smaller, you know, duplexes, et cetera, where we can house smaller numbers of people. So we've got a couple hundred people being housed currently.
This is separate from the VA. The VA doesn't financially support it.
This is an independent organization founded by blacks in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and administered by African Americans and minorities.
So let me ask you, because you, again, wounded veteran, and yet, what do you think when you hear people complain and say that we ran out of Afghanistan, and us running from it, Joe Biden running from Afghanistan?
Did you hear me say the term brainwashing? Soldiers are brainwashed and trained to do what they are ordered to do. They want to put the fault on the soldiers. The soldiers didn't make those decisions. Politicians made those decisions. And the soldiers followed their orders. So you can't put any of that on the military below the Pentagon.
You know.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But the other part of this is, and when you talk about brainwashing, they brainwash the American citizens too, because before every baseball game, the Jets are flying over. Before every football game, the Jets are flying over. You got an American flag bigger than the football field. The military is there. The military and sports. We support the veterans. We support the military. That's what you see when you constantly see. And they're planting this seed nonstop, Al, in this country. And yet when they give the people that much of it, never once do you hear them say, well, they're trying to take away the veterans' benefits. To me, if you're going to talk about, you know, having, you know, we support the veterans, then they need to understand this other side of it. If you really do support the veterans, then you need to be fighting and to make sure that nobody can take. Go ahead, Al.
Go ahead. There's another question that needs to be asked, and that is, how many people sitting in your state legislature served in the military?
Less than
2%. And how much money do they get collectively to do nothing? Because for a whole year, they sat on their butts and wouldn't even meet because they were upset about the political process and the Democrats getting something out of it. But yet and still, we had to pay them.
I know.
They ain't never fought for nothing. They ain't never fought for us. Why is Robin Voss getting a check?
You know, and here we are. Kevin McCarthy is leading this barrage of taking away benefits from the veterans. You know, if you really do care about the veterans, and if you really do, praise them for their service, you would be out front fighting Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans. Even if you're a Republican, you would be fighting them. Because this is not right. This is another one of those unjust issues where it's out for everybody to see. And so we'll talk about it. We've got to go to a break. Al, hang on. I see Jim from Eden. We'll come
I've
to him.
Okay. Go.
All right. Thank you, Al.
Okay,
Al, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As always, Jim from Eden, hang on. We'll go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll let you join us. And then Don can join in the conversation. We'll be right back.
If you're living with chronic pain and have
tired of low or no connectivity, do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 39. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for snow, lows around 31. High temperatures reach up to 51. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mid-40s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Much warmer Thursday with highs in the mid-50s and storms. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 32.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're talking about veterans benefits. Let's go to Jim from Eden. Good morning, Jim. You say what, sir?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. You just want to say every vet that I meet, I do thank them for their service, and I thank the vet that just called. I so appreciated that he was willing to fight for this country. You know, I do. And I want the best for them. And, you know, all the hospitals, you know, they should be serving every one of the vets. I just want to make a point about you had said about if somebody would call in about the budget that the Republicans want to do.
Right.
Did you know about 15, 20 years ago, the Congress passed a law that every budget has to increase by 2 or 3%, you know, according to the tied to the cost of living. And what the Republicans are asking is, can we reduce the amount of increase? That's what they're asking for, not a reduction of any, you know, particular people and not the vets, but it's 2 to 3% that we automatically increase. And we're just saying, let's reduce the amount that we're going to increase the budget.
So let me say this to you, sir. Then we continue to increase the Pentagon's budget. And so it's an outlandish amount of money that we don't talk about reducing that. Why? Why is that not in play?
I'm not sure.
Well, but see,
overall, they're talking about reducing the budget.
Yeah,
overall,
yeah, but no, they don't
the
talk
reduce of the increase.
No, because the military budget continues to increase, and so to me, that is 52% of the budget, and the what is the term? I can't think of it. Anyway, it'll come to me.
Sure.
But so why won't we talk about that? Why do we have to talk about the smaller portions of the budget that impact and affect people's lives?
Mm-hmm. You know, all those benefits, you know, for the poor and that is not being reduced.
If they're poor people, why would we go after reducing that when there's all the waste in the military?
Yeah, I'm just saying, Earl, nothing's being reduced. We have never reduced a budget.
Sir.
It's never.
I know.
It cannot happen.
No. What if they refuse to increase when it's what you're talking about, the 2.5% or whatever the increase is, well, you know, people are getting poor. And there are more people getting poor. So why would you reduce that? We know that the military budget is bloated. Why aren't they talking about that, sir? That's where the real money is.
Mm-hmm. Any bloating, and we know it's bloated. They pay way too much.
I know, but that's what we're talking about. Why won't the Republicans go after that?
Yeah, I think I've heard them talk about it. Yeah.
No. No, they haven't. And that's where I have my problems with them, is that they go after the low-hanging fruit. They don't have the courage to go after, and neither do the Democrats as far as that goes, the military budget. Thank you. Let's go to Tom.
Can I just mention?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just wondering, I've been bringing up that Audrey Haley, they still have not released that manifesto, and that would tell us why she shot the three children.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. I, for one, am anti-war, as you know, but I believe in the soldiers, that when they come back, they should be taken care of. Everyone on the maybe Democratic and Republican side, they love the soldier when they got the white uniform on and they're all dressed up and they can use them for their political props. But boy, oh boy, when they come home disheveled and they're not wearing that sparkling uniform with those badges on.
Right.
Then
or the dress blues. Or the dress blues
blues.
Marine Corps.
And this gentleman that just was speaking, please do me a favor, sir. Take your head and put it against the wall, make sure it's wood, and hit it against the wall. Because, again, why don't we do things like Smuggly Butler said and take all the profit out of war? Let's see how fast that will change things immediately. Also, we pay taxes. We pay taxes not for a military-industrial complex that we never see or never will see that money ever again. We pay taxes for we the people. For all of us collectively to make sure that we are working, that we're in good condition, that we are fed, that we are housed, that we are clothed. That's what tax dollars should go towards. Domestic policy is what tax dollars should go for. And it should go to the people that actually pay it, because they should be getting a return on investment from their money. And for people to say, oh, then the people are poor. Yeah, look at the wealth inequality in this country. And then also, I forget his name, that you just had on the show before.
You know,
then all of a sudden you got people like Home Depot that don't pay any taxes at all. So then all of a sudden they come in and they can give away, you know, some type of benefit to the regular person. And then it's like they're the heroes rather than we the people being the heroes. I'm really sick and tired of it. We pay taxes. It should go back to we, the people, not to the military-industrial complex, not to profits in the defense contracting world. It should go back to we, the people, bottom line.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, I got to take this call.
Yeah.
as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.